The pandemic persists, but preparations for a post-pandemic world are underway, and Korea, for its part, has unveiled its version of the New Deal as a future vision. Now, in this next corner, we connect live to an internationally acclaimed futurist, Gerard Leonard, to learn more about the industries that look to thrive after the pandemic. Welcome to the program, Mr. Leonard.
Hello, nice to be here.
Many are speaking of a new normal in all areas of society amid the pandemic. What does this phrase mean socially and economically, Mr. Leonard?
Well, basically, there's a time before Corona, and then there's a time after Corona, or with Corona, right? And the new normal is not going back to the old normal. So we're working from home, we're distancing, we're learning how to use technology. Some businesses will really suffer, like tourism, and other ones will explode, for example, obviously technology and healthcare. And so basically what we're seeing here is a radical shift. You know, I call this a great transformation. It really is not just a great recession, it's also a transformation into new ideas, new concepts, new ways of living.
Keeping that in mind, Mr. Leonard, what are some of the promising industries in the post-COVID-19 era?
Well, there are quite a few. You know, it's kind of astonishing to see that not everything is going down. You know, for example, technology is exploding. These days, I kind of summarize the current situation with big tech, big health, big state. Right? And so we're going to see a lot more research. We're going to see trillions of dollars moving into healthcare and, of course, vaccine and therapeutics. And all. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of high-level scientists working on solutions. Lots of industries there. We're going to see a huge uptake, of course, in climate change activities, which are the next big threat to humanity, you could say. The business of providing tech products, internet business, mobile business, all of the stuff, working from home, that's all rising. What is going to be difficult, of course, tourism, airlines, concerts, keynote speaking, conferences, and so on. But I think, generally speaking, we do also have opportunities. It's not just all a threat. You know?
Right. Korea, for its part, has secured global praise for its response to COVID-19, Mr. Leonard. What are some areas that it can focus on in the post-pandemic era to maintain this international acclaim, if you will?
Yes, Korea has done really well. I mean, as I just heard, of course, there's always ups and downs, right? But making testing available, clearly that's number one, right? And the citizens are complying with the rules that have been stipulated. You know, I live in Switzerland where we do pretty much the same thing. So trust in government, right? That's something that I think really needs to happen. And it's also quite clear when you look globally that the countries that are most unequal, you know, that have a lot of inequality, like the US, UK, Brazil, right? They're doing the worst in the virus, right? Because they're not prepared to pull together, to put money in, to set priorities. And this is what South Korea has done, obviously, and continues to do. And I think this is the ticket for the future, is to find ways to collaborate, to actually put resources behind it. That's going to be crucial.
Now, you mentioned this yourself earlier. The pandemic has renewed interest in bio-related industries as well as those of health. How do you see these industries evolving in light of the COVID-19?
Well, I mean, we're seeing a global hyper-collaboration of scientists. And the whole concern about patents and keeping it to yourself, that's less important now. Now everybody's coming together, and of course the Bill Gates Foundation and many others are putting hundreds of millions behind it. The states are putting money in. I see the money moving out of, say, oil and gas, right, or even the military, into healthcare, into biotechnology, into, for example, CRISPR-Cas9 testing, and all those kind of things. I mean, we're going to see a huge boom there. That's going to be great for the global economy and also for people in that turf, quite clearly. And then, of course, education, teaching people how to deal with this. I mean, we're moving into a world where this is always going to be there, one way or the other. Right? It's just not going to go back to 2 years ago. We have to deal with that. It requires agility, and sometimes it requires pivoting, you know, coming up with a new concept of how we're going to do things.
All right, Mr. Leonard, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us live at this hour.
You're welcome.